This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. This is The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mukhtar together with Wong Xiaoning. It's 7:06 in the morning on Wednesday, the 5th of January, 2022. It's a new year. First, though, let's recap how global markets closed yesterday.
Well, the Dow was up 0.6%, S&P 500 up marginally 0.03%. NASDAQ, however, taking a hit, it was down 1.2%. Meanwhile, in Asia, it was a bit of a mixed day. Nikkei was up 1.7%, Hang Seng was relatively flat, Shanghai was down 0.2%, Singapore had a very good day, up 1.5%, while our very own FBM KLCI was down 0.5%.
So joining us on the line now for insights into what's moving markets, we have Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy with VFS Group in Sydney. Jack, good morning. It's our first conversation of 2022. Happy New Year. Now, 2 days of U.S. trading isn't a trend, but it has been volatile. One day up and today down. Well, today up, down, you know, yeah. Is this the trend for 2022? Will volatility still be the main theme?
Good morning, everybody, and happy new year to you and your listeners. I didn't know Xiaoning was a crypto denier.
I'm
in 2022.
I'm a denier of many things.
Yes, it has been a volatile couple of days. I think it's too early to say. I mean, everybody's still on holidays. I'm still on holidays here on the beautiful South Coast in Australia. Volumes are still light, but if 2021 told us anything, you know, we are going to get some bumps in the road. So there's no doubt about that. I think the market's trying to form its outlook for 2022. I think one of the biggest things that we're going to start to see come back in 2022 with the threat of inflation and interest rates, you know, interest rate hikes pretty much set in for the market, is valuations are going to be key. And I think PE is something we haven't talked about in a long time, or hasn't been at the front or surface of an investor's mind. I think that's going to be a big show in 2022. So I expect a bullish year for the market. I expect it to do very well with the global economy starting to reopen, with, you know, transport lines starting to start up again, with goods and services starting to flow around the world, and what I'm hoping becomes an endemic, not a pandemic, with COVID-19. So I expect a good year. Too early to say how volatile it's going to be, but, you know, we've got a lot ahead of us in 2022, and I'm excited to see how it goes.
Jack, you brought up PE, which I assume means price-earnings ratio here. Yeah. We haven't heard this term in a long time because, you know, investing has been really all about, I guess, themes, growth. But when you mention PE, that gives me a sense that you're looking at value buys. Is that the case for 2022?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a tilt towards, you know, more value away from that high growth area. So that's my 2-year-old daughter jumping up at me.
Happy New Year to her too.
Radio. We're on holiday. Yes, and I think the reason for that is the flow of cheap money is not going to be as cheap in 2022 and 2023. So I do expect that the Fed will hike rates, for my opinion, at least twice, if not three times. Which means, you know, these high growth plays don't look as valuable as they are in this environment. So I think banks are going to do really well in that type of play. And yes, I'm going to be looking towards more of that value play in 2022 with the threat of higher interest rates. That's, you know, that's most likely going to eventuate throughout the global economy, not just in the US. I think we're going to see rate hikes across the world as the world starts to follow the Fed going forward.
So after lagging U.S. equities last year, Asian stocks are expected to catch up, maybe even surpass those of the U.S. Will 2022 be the year of the Asian tigers? And what stocks are you currently looking at in this part of the world?
Yeah, I mean, when you compare their valuations to their U.S. counterparts, they look quite, you know, interesting. I think it's going to be a big rebound for Asian indexes across the globe. I think, you know, Asia is still the center of economic growth. And with the, you know, reduction of this fear of COVID-19, we're going to start to see those economies reopen. There's a few names that stand out for me, obviously within China. I really like Baidu. I haven't talked about Baidu in years. It was always looked at, you know, one of those worst performing big tech stocks in China. But if you talk about the concept of the walled garden and this overarching change in regulation in China, what you had previously was you had these big walled or digital walled gardens that Tencent and Alibaba and the like built and didn't allow cross-pollination between these tech companies. That really hampered Baidu in the past. And as you start to see the Chinese government break down these walled gardens, Baidu's search engine will benefit from it very well. and automation is going to be a big key theme for Baidu going forward. They're probably the leading Chinese maker in terms of the autonomous car, and in terms of AI, they're leaps and bounds ahead, and they're making some great progress. Mm. I also really like Chinese EVs in 2022 on the back of some really strong numbers that we saw in 2021 at the end of 2021. You know, and when we talk about them in, you know, quantity, it doesn't seem large, but they continue to produce and sell more cars every quarter. And I think this is going to be the year of the EV outside of the big, you know, overhanging big brother of Tesla. So there are a few names. And then more locally towards you, I really like Grab. It's been de-SPAC'd in the last 6 weeks. It's been hammered since the de-SPAC, but this is a great company with plenty of verticals, not only in ride sharing and food delivery, but also in that fintech arm. So there are a few names that I'm really looking at going forward in 2022.
Jack, I'm going to let you gloat for a moment because it's the new year. You must be extremely happy that Apple touched $3 trillion in valuation just a few days ago. I'm sure it'll get back up again. Yep. Are you still a super bull? Can it go to $4 trillion? Because it took them like, what, 1 year to get to 3 trillion? 1.5 years?
Right. Yeah. It didn't take long, did it? And yes, I did call it. So thank you very much for saying that in 2022. And I'll push aside there. You're a crypto denier for the moment.
I'm not an Apple denier, though.
I still think we're going to float a big tech. And I know I sound like, you know, it's regurgitating to the same stuff. I think you're going to see big tech continue to shine in 2022, and that Apple will probably be not the last of these big tech companies to hit $3 trillion. You know, I think Microsoft is going to do it by the end of the year, and the big tech companies like Google are going to follow it. So it's a fantastic company. And the one thing we need to understand about big tech is they have so many verticals now. They are so large. They are everywhere, and they are doing great business. And when we talk about valuations, when you stack them up against some of these high growth tech stocks in a higher interest rate environment, I still think they're going to be a place of center for investors going forward in 2022.
Maybe one quick more question, Jack. 2021 was the year of the IPO, particularly in the US, but some of them like Robinhood and Coupang are now trading way below their listing prices. How would you explain the underperformance of some IPOs when the S&P 500 and Dow were breaking record highs?
Yeah, so there was a lot of choice, and there were a lot of IPOs in 2021. I think we're going to still continue to see a lot of IPOs in 2022. You also saw the common theme in 2021 was the abolition or the abolishment of the SPAC. So again, you know, we started to find our feet in the second half of the year, but we're looking at valuations, and valuations now matter more and more with the threat of, you know, cheap money, you know, being more expensive in 2022. So it all comes down to valuations. In the end, they will speak louder than any type of hype you have in the market, and the market will punish you if you're overvalued, and that'll continue forever and beyond.
All right, Jack. Thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy with VFS Group in Sydney, talking about some of the themes that he thinks will make a splash this year. He mentioned EVs, Chinese EVs, some names like Baidu, and even Grab, he thinks it would be a play for this year.
Yeah, Grab is still underwater, $7.29. I think it debuted at 13 and it came all the way down, hasn't really recovered. I don't know whether this is just perhaps people impatient with regards to earnings, because Jack did bring up a point, which is that price-earning ratios for 2022 are going to be important, which means that people are going to look at profitability and valuation. So you have to step up. You can't be loss-making forever.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.